Hey everyone, you already know what time it is. It's Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I know everybody missed me, you know, but I'm out here. I'm here. I'm alive, you know. But, you know, it's back to school right now. So I definitely had to come out with a new episode. You know, it's been a while. And I got this nice topic right here that's called, you know, what you think is an appropriate age for a kid to be on social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. You already know what time it is. You know, kids put everything on the social media. So my thing is like, what you think is the right appropriate age? Why not? So I got a part one right here, and I'm gonna do a part two. Now the part one, I got two individuals that don't have no kids, but been around kids, influenced them, you know, and helped raise as well. So I'm going to start with, I got a man and I got a woman, because, you know, I can't pay favoritism over here. So we about to start with the lady. Let's go. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Crystal. I'm Crystal Nero. I'm actually a credit analyst, but on the spare time, I am a Girl Scout leader. I'm a Girl Scout leader right in Inglewood. I'm a Girl Scout leader for Brownies and Juniors. So I spend a lot of time with some girls. Their ages range from 9 to 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good. Hey, where you from, Crystal?
I'm from Inglewood. Well, originally from the Bronx, but I moved to Inglewood. Always been going to school in Inglewood, so yeah, now I settled in Jersey.
All right. Boogie down Bronx in the house.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what's your name, yo, man?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Thomas Cherry. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a traveling truck driver at the moment. One significant thing I do is I work with children as a basketball team from ages 6 to 12, all races and all faces.
All right.
From a company called Ball is Life and another one that's called Frozen Heart Walkers. And we are located in Forest Hills in Queens, New York.
All right. That's what's up. I got some two strong individuals, and y'all don't got no kids. Damn. But that's good that y'all influence the kids that's around y'all, and I really like that. You know, that's good. I'm actually happy that you guys are on my podcast. You know, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you for giving me the time as well.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Likewise.
You even asking me to be on it.
Right? I'll be charging motherfuckers now. Let me stop. I'm happy too. We're gonna get into the nitty-gritty, because definitely I know the audience wanna know, you know, what's your opinion on this topic. So we're gonna start with Crystal. So my thing is, I wanna know, like, as far as what do you think is the appropriate age for a minor to be on social media? And I wanna know why.
I think a minor, if they're going to be on social media, should only have one. I don't think a minor should have all three: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And if at any age, I would say 13. 13, why? Because that's like eighth grade. You know, they're about to transition into high school, where a lot of things, you know, not even things that goes on, but a lot of kids communicate on social media. But I would limit it down to just one if it's like between the ages like 13 to about 15. Maybe 16, go ahead, they could get two, but then I would still monitor it with a little space.
All right, that's pretty good. And what about you, Thomas?
Well, this is a really good question, and it's really tough for me to explain this, because being around children from ages 6 to 14, the best way I can explain this is that something similar to what she said, or nothing, I don't think they should have it at all, and the simple fact that I feel like we have it for the most reasons to stay connected with each other, and I feel like you're going to see your friends more often, Monday to Friday. They see their friends all the time, unless they're using it for, like, a particular reason. I don't really think they really need it as much, you know? It's a good platform, but it's also dangerous at the same time. It's really hard for me. It's like I'm wishy-washy on it. It's really distracting. It depends. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say you only deserve it if you're doing good in school, you know?
Yeah,
you can't even, right, because you have a really good point with that, because Some parents say, oh, my child has an Instagram, but they don't follow their cousins, aunts, me. I follow them, so I see everything that they're doing. When some people, they're just looking at the child's profile, not actually spending some time on the actual app to see when they're, like, surfing, you know, looking at the feeds and things. This is the feeds that pop up where they're following celebrities that now they have rappers with, you know, ass and titties out and things. And your child is 12 years old seeing this, or, you know, because you think they're following all just, you know, celebrities, people they follow. Like, they even think sometimes it gets a little, like he said, it's a little wishy-washy with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. Oh, go ahead.
Can I also have one thing?
Yes.
Cut you off. I was surprised, and I'm still surprised. I wish I had the time and technology and the team around me to curate, like a social media for young, like a young world. Because I think they need their own lane. I don't think it should be mixed with the grown folks, with the young fellows that's growing up. Yeah. I think they need, like, their own lane. Cause something that,
but
you know,
I feel
someone's
like.
Go ahead.
Our lane still some way merges into their lane. Like, they still find their way up to get, you know.
Right, they always do. But hold on, I want to see what Thomas had to... Go ahead, finish what you had to say, though.
I was about to just end it up. I just feel like it should be, like, a social media almost just for, like, the young world. And because they kind of like using the technology more than us nowadays. And, like, but then again... It's always gonna be a bridge to get back to what they're not supposed to see or what they're not to learn or back with us. So it's like so hard to, like, you know, nip it in the
Yeah, we can't control it. Like, just like how Crystal say. My thing with that too, because, you know, I don't know if y'all remember back in the days with Skonex.
Remember that.
You remember Skonex. For everybody that don't know what Skonex is, it's Sconex. And that website was for high schoolers, if I'm not mistaken. You had to put the high school that you was in, the principal that went into that high school, in order for you to sign up for the website. So I was in eighth grade in that website. You know, I was not even in high school. So I already know, like, as far as, you know, I'm saying that example because of what Crystal said. Like, you still cross with older people. Because that website was for, you know, teenagers, like high schoolers, but still older people was there. You had teachers that was in there. You got people that got in trouble that was in that website.
But were your accounts, did you sneak your accounts, or did your parents actually know that you had that school next?
Nah, they didn't know I had it. It was a vibe in eighth grade. Everybody had it in my classroom. So everybody was
dangerous part two.
You know, everybody had it in my classroom. Everybody was talking about it. I was just like, you know, let me get in there. Let me see what's going on, you know. And I remember the questions that they asked. They asked you what high school you're in, you know, what year you're graduating or something like that. And they asked you the principal name of the high school to verify. You know, and there was certain
you were a high school student.
Yeah, and there was certain people in there that had, you know, siblings that was going to, you know, high schools, and they would know exactly that information. So that's why we was able to just, you know, make a dummy account, you know.
Right.
So just like how anybody could.
But, you know, in all honesty, to answer the question, I'm like now kind of more agreeing with what Nazir said, because I think it all boils down to maybe they shouldn't even have it all together. Because I have, like I said, my Girl Scouts, they're, you know, most of them is 9 to 12 years old. And some of my girls have iPhones, like iPhone 10s, iPhones with no buttons. I'm like, how are you just doing with an iPhone with no button? Like, you're supposed to still have a button.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these
are. Yeah. You're right. I see what you mean.
The button. Like, I'm confused. So, and these girls are like 10, 12. I remember when I got my first phone, I got a prepaid flip phone. You know, I mean, it was the early 2000s. I'm 26. But I'm not too old. But when I got my first phone, it was a prepaid flip phone. And my mother only put $25 on it, and she made me stretch that the entire month. If I ran through those $25 worth of minutes, it was over. I had to wait till the next month. Wow. And like, you know, surfing the internet, all of that counts. So I think maybe nowadays, like, kids are getting phones really too early. Even iPad.
Yeah.
My niece is 2, and she has an iPad, and I told my sister, like, she doesn't even need an iPad. Because when we were younger, I don't remember ever having anything like that. The most gadget I had was my PlayStation. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, to pop games.
Yeah, you remember the old school PlayStation, and what else we had? The Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Being before that, you know, the black and white Nintendo.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, the one remote, the stick.
Yeah.
let me also add, this is why it's hard for me to like answer this question, because I'm around 14 individuals from all different races, from all different places, and it's really hard for me to say that they deserve a phone, because what I see, you know, I don't get to hang out with different type of, you know, groups. And there's probably some groups that's out there who's young and they're using their IG platform for like to sell clothes or bake cakes or, you know, whatever the case may
right.
be.
Mm-hmm.
My group, they're using it for like, they're seeing like their celebrities and their favorite rapper, their favorite basketball player, whatever, whoever they look up to. They're like, oh, I need these sneakers now. Oh, I need this. I gotta be like him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're using it for, I'm gonna star on everybody else because I'm better than them. I'm gonna show what I got. If you don't have this, then you're not on my level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's like the right, you know, the right way. And in fact, of course, times change from like, I don't think they should survive an hour. I remember getting $20 in a dollar a day, whatever it went. It was just, I know they couldn't survive, but it's just a different era now. Now you don't have a dollar a day. Now you have like one base month rate, and you want your kid to have a phone on the roll to be like extra safe to make sure he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know back then, if there was a choice of an expensive phone and a cheap phone, I think all three of our parents getting the cheapest phone there as it was possible. As long as it's great.
Yeah.
That's not an option.
Yeah. I need the new iPhone.
Right.
iPhone 7.
Exactly.
What?
Yo, going back, yo, Thomas, going back to what you said with that dollar a day, bro. Like, I remember I made a stretch with a quarter water, a potato chip. You know, we can't forget the Laffy Taffy and the Blow Pops. Yo, they don't even got the.
Really, a quarter is only 25 cents.
That's a fact. A lot of stuff was 25 cents. It was stuff that was probably like a penny or five cents. You don't even find those things no more.
Five cents now is 15 cents.
Yo, word. You stretch that dollar for 2 days, get a quarter one in the chip for 2 days.
Give an 8 grader $5 now, he's gonna look depressed and sad and
almost. He's like, yo, this not even a bus fare in New York, like.
Yo, can't even get on a second bus.
Yo, word.
Are now 5:25. So you telling me you don't want me to drink anything? Back then, a bacon and cheese is 2:25. I don't know how much it is now. They're charging. I haven't had one in a long time because now I cook. But I can't even imagine. I just know it's just hard, and I just hope that children who do have that platform are using it for the right reasons and also staying focused in school, of course, because that's number one thing.
Amen. They should be able to use it and just, you know, but it's like I said, you know, they want to be in the latest fashion. They're materialistic. They want to follow, you know, and little do they know what these artists has to do or what they have in order for them to get what they have.
Right.
You know, if we really get down to the nitty gritty of the industry, which we're not going to do that today because we ain't going to be finished this conversation. But if we get to the nitty gritty of the industry, you know, you already know how it is as far as like how the videos are made. They renting stuff. The money is not even real. Like it's some of them is probably real, but they borrowing it or something, but it's not all of them. You know, and they thinking like, they want to be like that. So we're going to get to the next question. Now, this one right here is a little, you know, I think it's a little deep because I do got a little story about this one. So the question is, Crystal, you know, what would you do if you was to find a minor on a dating site?
In all honesty, we started it saying I'm not a mother, I have no children, but if I was to find my child on a dating site and she's a minor, I'd beat her ass. I just have to whoop her ass real quick, and then I would have to sit back and have to evaluate the entire thing, like, from all angles, from every aspect, like, because for her to get on a dating site, it's different. Mm-hmm. That's her environment. How did she get there? What is she doing on there? Like, who's influencing her to even, because you gotta look at her profile. What type of pictures is she posting? Who she talking to? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And some girls, me, I lost my virginity when I was 15, but my best friend didn't lose her virginity till she was 20.
Wow.
And all through high school, I used to be like, girl. And she was not with it, all because, like, I don't know, I guess, like, her mother had her straight.
Yeah.
You know, so it all really just, that's, it really, it, you gotta look at it from all different angles.
Yeah.
After I beat her ass.
All right, Thomas, what you think about that right there?
Wow, this one hits my soul because I have 6 goddaughters, right? So,
ooh.
Yeah, I have only, you know, I don't have no godson. So, well, to make it short, this would be very disappointing, hurt. I can't, if this is my child, this means I get to take it back. Because I used to get my ass whipped back then.
Right, that was my first thing.
Right.
You understand? So you understand how much dangers I took. I'm definitely would have to definitely give her ass whooping, but also I would discipline her on the danger man about it and how hard she, you know, how bad she hurt me. And show her several videos that's not too severe about, like, the danger with it. And
yeah.
Then I would take it back, since we talked about earlier about taking things back in time. Now you get an old phone. We're going online to get an old phone.
You're going
to
get a flip phone.
You can't get the one with the color, you understand?
You can't get the one you can get at Walmart real quick.
So,
right.
Your friends influence you, because I'm trying to raise you to have your own mind and your own opinion, right, and also be able to hang out with your friends and not judge them too much. Because Everybody has their own different lifestyle and background.
Right. Right.
But I would be hurt, and I would try to take it easy on them, because this is a new world. Not like how it, and, you know, that type of platform as in dating sites are very popular right now. Very popular.
Yeah, y'all, it's crazy.
And I would try not to blame her too much, but also blame her 90-10.
90-10.
I will blame her.
And, you know, I raised that question because, you know, I know a friend of mine, you know, and she's lesbian, and, you know, she was out there on a dating site and stuff, and she was talking to a young lady, and, you know, the pictures that the young lady had, it showed that she was, you know, he was young, but it looked, she was, like, a little mature, who knows. So she kept talking to the girl and stuff like that. She never met her, though. She never met her, but she kept talking to her. And the girl was sending her, you know, naked pictures. They sent a naked picture to each other. And then next thing you know, my friend was getting bashed on her social media. She was getting, like, random messages like, you're a pedophile. And so she was just, like, wondering what the hell is going on, because I'm not no pedophile. Like, I'm a very good person. Like, I ain't never, you know, stepped out of line. And come to find out, when she went to the girl's social media, like, her Instagram didn't really show that she was, you know, young. But if you go to her Facebook, the Facebook showed how young she was. It showed, it lied. She lied about her age on the Facebook, but she has the picture of her, you know, in the high school, when you go to a gym, you got the high school logo, you know, on the shirt. Yeah, that's how she was able to know that the girl was in high school. So she contacted the girl because she stopped talking to her probably like 6 months after people was bashing on her on social media that she was a pedophile. And she started talking to the girl like, listen, like, how old are you? Like, because I guess she never asked her how old she was. And the girl was like, you know, saying like, you know, how old you think I am, trying to play. And my friend was like, yo, I'm not playing games right now. Like, how old are you? Like, be real. Man, come to find out, the girl was 15.
Oh, man.
So the girl was 15 on POF. you know, and I, you know, my friend tried to console and say, what the hell a 15-year-old doing on a dating site? You know what I mean? And, you know, and she screenshotted everything, you know, just to save her ass and blocked the girl, you know, and then ever since then, she didn't get, you know, attacked on. You know, so that's why I asked that question, because, you know, there is a lot of these minors on social dating sites. POF, you got Badu, what else you got out there? Bumblebee or something? Like, what else dating sites is out there?
You got Black. I don't know if you heard about that. BLK.
Oh, nah, nope.
The most scariest one is Tinder, because isn't Tinder strictly just to, like, hook up and fuck?
And Badu, too. Man, all these websites is just a hookup and do what they do.
90% of people are not looking for love up there.
Yeah. So
they're just playing around and let's see what I can get from a person, individual, and I'm going to waste time.
Yeah, that's...
All of that, I don't know what's scary. Matter of fact, I'm going to say the pedophile thing is much scarier than fucking someone being young or being catfish. I don't understand. It's both are rather scary for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much being catfish.
Yeah.
So it's a scary feel. But, like, you know, the internet runs the world now, so everybody communicates with words and type it behind the screen.
Yeah, that's true. Right. And you know, that right there, you know, I do want to say to everyone that's listening, you know, just monitor your kids, man, and love is very, very important. Attention is very important. Yeah. You know, one thing that I really do... Right, and education and knowledge, you know, these books, a lot of these kids, they scared to read now, you know, and something that my husband told me earlier about, you know, Marcus Garvey, you got to read everything that you see, even the signs, you know what's around you, you know, and you know, one thing I can say, you know, about my daughter, you know, she has a phone, you know, she has an Android, no iPhone over here, you know, and she's 9 years old, you know, and I'm able to monitor every little thing that she does there. If she's looking at a video, I'm seeing it on my phone. If she's doing this, I'm seeing this, you know, and my husband, he know how to, you know, look into, he know how to, you know how to look into certain things on the computers as well when it comes to the phones. So we monitor what she watches and everything. And she was very interested in that app, TikTok. What y'all think about that TikTok app?
I was definitely going to ask you that about, it's 2020 to me already. There got to be somebody who made something as it, you could be able to monitor everything they do. And to answer that TikTok thing, I think it's really dope, but I don't know much about it, but I see that children love that thing. Like, that's so popular, as in for dance moves and copying off other people's voices. You seen it? You seen your daughter use it yet?
Nah, is this, she's not allowed. See, the thing is that her phone is so, like, how can I say, like, so not even PG. Yeah, it's so controlled, and that it's below PG and it's below G. Like, she can't even download TikTok even if she wanted to. So the only app that she was able to download that was actually not, it was similar to TikTok, was something called Musical.ly.
Yeah, the kids that I know, they love it.
Yeah, so Musical.ly, I feel like that was,
do love TikTok and Musical.ly and Triller. They love all those dancing things. But even apps like that, if you really sit there and surf it, because I sit there and look at my nieces and nephews, some of those videos get a little dark and weird.
With the TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about it, Crystal, because... I remember you mentioned the TikTok, and I remember you mentioned a few things about that app. Like, you know, I feel like a certain parent should know about it, because when they look at it, like, oh, that's so cute, everything like that. But like you said, there's dark areas in that app.
Yeah,
you know, and what are some of the things that you have seen in that app? Because I don't study that app. I don't know too much about it. But what have you seen there?
What I've seen, you know, is because of, it kind of, this goes back to Nazir's statement earlier, saying to create their own lane. There's this one artist right now, she's actually like on the Billboard's number one. She beat Lil Nas X recently with the number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to pronounce her name. Her name's like Billie Eilish or something like that. But she has this song called Bad Guy, and that video is just dark, the entire video. So on TikTok, that song is like number one, it's booming, And her edits is like the kids' eyes go black, like the devil comes out, their eyes is all bloody. It like the exorcist. It's just like, they're like, what, like, it's just a little too much. And who I saw it on, it was like my 9-year-old nephew's TikTok. So I'm like, why are you looking at things like this, you know? So how he said everything, kind of quote unquote, our lane kind of some way finds to merge into theirs, where they start to see things as like, all right, how can we get it where it's just letters floating in the air, where they're learning times tables?
Yeah, I wish. That's a pop, girl. I wish. We go look.
You don't even do that, like.
Nah, they don't want us. They don't want us to be smart, man. They don't want us to have knowledge. They don't want these kids to be smart.
Even the cartoons now, like, I get what the cartoons are trying to do now, but even if you sit down and actually watch cartoons with the kids, like, I'm a big kid myself still, so I be sitting down watching cartoons. Some of these cartoons, I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, why SpongeBob. Are they talking about things like that? While kids aren't picking it up, like, don't pick up
SpongeBob. Like SpongeBob.
You know, he's a good example. I remember back in the day, our shows used to show us, you remember, like, Out of the Box and whatever that, what was his name? They used to do the, it was just always learning. You always learn something on TV.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch TV. I barely watch TV.
The shows that the kids are in, the Disney show, those shows aren't even, they have three type of Nick channels. They got Nick Jr., Teen Nick, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
Yo, you remember what we used to watch PBS? You remember Sesame Street? Elmo.
They're just now updating the Sesame Street episode.
Right? Yo, Thomas, what's the other one? What's the guy with the train? What's his name?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, man, Mr. Rogers. He was so good.
I used to like all that stuff.
I loved
him. Yo, me too.
Arthur. I used to love Arthur when he used to come on.
Right.
Remember Cyber Chase?
Yes!
That was the math show. That show was cool.
I remember Cyber Chase.
Is it still on?
I don't even know, to be honest, man. I remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Growing, a good show to be airing right now.
That's true. You know? Something. But now, like you said, there's so many options. And going back to technology, going back to how our era right now, going back to all these opportunities that's going on right now, it's so big, it's so massive, it's so crazy and distracting that it's difficult for a kid to even walk one way.
Right.
You know,
I just asked that question too, like 4 days ago. I asked my nephew, like, why is TikTok so popular? And he was just like, you know, you get to express your dance moves or see other people dance moves and, you know, create like popular comedy skits and stuff and copy off their voice, but show your real emotions.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But some of the skits, you know, they won't stay in front of their mom. So it shouldn't be able, you know, it shouldn't be able
right.
to
be. Right. Exactly.
People want to see it. You know, so that's the thing. I love the app. I never downloaded it, but I briefly about it. But it has its goods, but it also has its twerking and cursing and a lot of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Something we can't control. We see that all the time, even when we go outside.
All I want to say is back then, it was really hard to have I can't even imagine the technology that we had back then. Can you imagine, like, FaceTime someone, like, your little boyfriend or girlfriend back in at age 12? Can you imagine?
Nah, we got to call him on AOL, on the dial tone.
I just saw my grandmother answering the phone, like, you got 3 minutes to hang up my phone.
It'd be 5 phones in the house for one line.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. I remember living in New York, growing up in New York, that channel is not the same channel no more, but WB 11. It's called Pix 11 now.
Oh, yeah, yo.
WB 11.
That's like UPN 9. It's like not even UPN 9 anymore. I remember I used to watch that too.
They had the
but
lot
it's 9 something.
Uh-huh. Where? Y'all remember... With Sonics and Digimon and Pokemon and come on, like we get back to the 90s real quick. Hey,
that's when kids went home after school. But now, you ain't got to go straight home.
No. Nobody goes straight home now. Nobody got a curfew. Forget about the street light. Like, it ain't like, you know, nowadays the parents are the sisters and the brothers. They, it is not the parents no more. You know, it's like...
But not to cut you off, but it also, what's crazy is like parents are now getting younger and younger. Like,
that too.
Like, I remember being a kid, your dad, Kim, you know, you remember, listeners, y'all wouldn't know, but me and Kim, we're family.
Yeah.
So, our sister actually had our niece when she was 16, and he used to sing to her, "Babe, my baby, having a baby." And I used
oh my
to
God.
Hell no. Do not want to be that.
Word.
No baby having a baby.
Yup, and that's popular. You know, that's really popular. I have met a friend. I got a friend of mine. She's around like 18, I think. 18, 19. And her mother, like, yo, her mom looked like a twin sister. Like, Lord Jesus. Like, you know, like, her mom's like 29 or something. Like, It's crazy, you know what I mean? So I definitely understand, you know, with that. And, you know, all my listeners, I'm not judging y'all if y'all had a kid at 12. Oh, like, I'm just saying. I'm just saying what the effects of what, you know, what could happen when, you know, after you have your kid and you don't have enough knowledge in that mind of yours and to raise that child. You know, I'm just, you know, we just letting y'all know the consequence behind it, you know. So... You know, like I said, not bashing on young parents and stuff. You know, y'all blessed. You know, but it is what it is. We know what time it is. You already know the vibes. So, man, I want to say with me, you know, I don't think I answer these questions, but, you know, I'm going to put myself on the light. I agree with the both of y'all as far as the age, like, you know, what Thomas said about, you know, I don't want no kid having no social media, but... You know, at the end of the day, how it is with technology, you know, what Crystal said, you know, one social media will be all right, type shit. But with me, like, my daughter, like, she's 9 years old, you know, so maybe when she get a little older, you know, I'll see how it is with the social media. Maybe I could get back to this question. But, you know, I don't know right now. You know, I don't really have.
But what's a little older? At what age would you start thinking about it again?
Wait, I think what you said, like with the preteen, you know, with eighth grade going into high school.
Okay, that's
you know,
that makes sense.
Because I believe that, you know, when it comes to elementary school and stuff like that, you know, because like there's kids out here right now. Come on, you got kids that's graduating college at 16. You got kids that graduate college at 14. And the only reason why is because they put them, they buried themselves in knowledge. In books or like something that can interest them, you know,
right.
and trust me, a lot of people, they like, oh, I want to read out. It's boring. Like, I'm a poet and a motivational speaker. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, if you put a black and white book in front of me, I'm not reading it. I'm going to read the back just to see what it is. And I'll probably read the front because I want to know the introduction. I'll probably read the middle just to know the action. And that's it. You know what I mean? I'm a more visual person. There's a lot of kids that's visual. So you give them a video, or if you give them something that is, you know, associated with the book that got some action, they're interested in it. Like my daughter, she likes, you know, it would stimulate their mind. Cause guys, she at one point of time, she didn't really like history. And, you know, I got her into liking it because it was just, I just did it in a dope way. You know, I taught her our culture, which is Garifuna, you know, where everybody, I do have an episode with a Garifuna idol there, and I did speak about the culture. If y'all into it, y'all just go where the Honduran flag is at in one of the episodes. But, you know, I taught Sky about the Garifuna culture and how that Garifuna culture even started. She was just all in it, like, really? Because I started it saying, like, you know, it was a slave ship that was shipwrecked. Then they came in. They needed wives. The Caribs and the Arawaks came in, you know. So now she's asking questions. Who's the Caribs? Who's the Arawaks? How they look? You know what I mean? And then she got to get real. She got real interested. Then she wanted to know the French Revolution. She wanted to know this. She wanted to know that. She wanted to know who was the first person who rode the plane. Who was the first female who rode the plane, you know. And that was, it started stimulating her mind. So now she loves history. We go to the library. She's going to the history section. You know, she's picking out the little with the pictures and learning, you know. So that's something that I do with Sky. You know, I have much time to do that because I live in an area where there's not much to do. So it's really not much to do. I mean, we're not distracted. There's no, you know, there's not a lot. Because when Sky was, when she was around 4 or 5 years old, Sky always been in private school or charter school, but she went to a public school the first time in East Flatbush, Brooklyn. First time. And she, man, that was the first and last time she went in there. Let me tell you something. So she like 5 years old. And she come back. She comes home and she comes to tell me, Mommy. I said, what's up, baby girl? She goes, like, a girl tried to kiss me. What? I'm like, what? 5 years old. I said, a girl tried to, you know. And look, and also, too, got my audience. I don't want none of y'all to feel a type of way, too, because, you know, I do support the LGBT, you know, community and stuff like that. But still, as a young age, I just feel like, you know, if a kid is unsure, don't bring it to the child at that age, because I feel like, you know, that's a way to influence a child if the child wasn't born to even think about being with the same sex.
Right.
But, you know, that's my opinion. So my thing is, like, when I asked her, I said, did you, you know, me as a parent, you know, I was a little frustrated, but I had to get to her head. So I'm talking to her like, hey, did you do it? You know, I'm like, did you do it? You know, and then she's like, no, Mommy, ew, I'm not doing that. So I asked her, I said, you know, what do you believe in your, I told her there's three types of relationships out here in the world. At 5 years old, I told her, I said, boy and boy, girl and girl, boy and girl. And I asked her, I said, which one you believe that is you know, your true calling? I asked her. And she told me boy and girl, but I didn't want her to tell me boy and girl because I'm her mother. Now I want to know why you said boy and girl. She said, Mommy, I want to grow up. I want to finish school. I want a family. I want to get married. Girl and girl can't have kids. That's what she said. I said, damn. I said, am I raising a 5-year-old or a fucking 30-year-old? Like, you know, so it was deep. It was deep, you know, for her to say that. And I think the reason why she said that is because at the time as well, you know, I was dating the same man I got back with at the time. And he helped me raise my daughter when she was 1 year old. So she's seen that. She's seen that partnership. She's seen that teamwork. And she's seeing that growing up. She's not seeing other stuff, you know. So I believe that's the reason why she answered that question like that. So, you know, like I said, I'm not bashing that community, but you know, that's my child. So, you know, I gotta say, you know, what it is, you know. So, you know, but you know, going back to y'all, yo, I really appreciate y'all, yo, for coming to my podcast. Y'all definitely gotta say y'all social media, you know, people gotta follow y'all. You feel me? And Crystal, I want you to go ahead, you know, say again what you do, man. You gotta tell the audience what you do again. Tell them your Instagram. Oh, yeah. Tell them your Facebook. All that.
Yeah. So again, I'm Crystal Nero. You can find me at Crystal Round, CRYS Around on Instagram. But you can really find me at Your Choice Credit. That's UR Choice Credit. Again, like I said earlier, I'm a credit analyst. I can help you repay your credit. You hit me up if your score starts with anything 4, 5, 6. I can turn you to a 7 or an 8.
Hey, I'm about to call you because my credit is set up. Yeah.
You know it.
Also, and you said you also do the Girl Scouts, right?
Yeah, I'm a Girl Scout leader right in Englewood, New Jersey. We do it right, Community Baptist Church. We meet every first and third Monday of the month. It's about to start back up. So, you know, cookie season starts December, January. Hit me up.
All right, Englewood. All right. All right.
All around the world.
All right, you make sure you drop that over here. Sometimes I'll be having the munchies.
You already know.
All right, Thomas, you too, man. Tell everybody who you are again. What, you know, everything. Your social media, where to find you, all that.
You can find me on Facebook at Naz, NazXLAXZELL, Cherry, as in a fruit, CHRRY. And I also, my thing is about to start up, since school about to start up, I'm about to be with the fellas, and we're about to play ball and see that if we can make it far this year. In Forest Hills, at Frozen Heart Walkers, also at Ball is Life. And Forest, Queens. Brooklyn, New York, Queens.
It's all good. You wanted to, I know you wanted to pop up with the Brooklyn. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, I do have an Instagram, but I don't go on there, so I won't even waste anyone's time. So yeah, this Facebook at the moment right now.
All right, Ty. Another thing, because you know, I like to, you know, find love too. Sometimes we got a lot of people, you know, from different countries out here listening. You know, everybody single over here. So y'all know y'all hit the inbox. Y'all ain't gonna get in trouble. Y'all good, all right? All right, y'all. Like I said, I really do appreciate y'all for coming to the podcast. Y'all already know. Man, it's all love. One love for that. Man, everybody, y'all already know who I am, Wisdom the Healer. Unfortunately, right now, I don't have an Instagram. But, you know, I'm going to get back to the Instagram when I can. But if you need to find me on Snapchat. I love Snapchat. It shit deletes after 24 hours. Wisdom, WIZDOM 828. Make sure you find me over there. Anything new. My Facebook, I don't know if I'm going to give you my Facebook right now, but you know, y'all going to find me.
Before you sign out, I have to ask you one more question.
What's the question?
Okay. I used to see your skits of poetry, and not because I know you, not because I think you're a dope person. They was some good poetry. I used to rewind it back like they was rap.
Yeah.
You still do that? Because I haven't seen some in a long time. So I want to see some, because you used to hit some, you know, some type of deep points that I was going through in my life, you understand? Especially with stuff like love or, you know, overpowering yourself or, you know, just knowledge yourself.
Damn, you just opened up the can of worms. I'll try to conclude this. Now I want to over here throw a poem real quick. Like, well, you know, Thomas, I do it. Yeah, I'm definitely, matter of fact, you know, I'm going to hit you with a poem only because you asked about it. But, Before I hit it with it, I am still doing it. It's a little. I'm actually doing it out here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, every Wednesday between 7 to 11 o'clock p.m. Jazz night. Over there at Broadway Social. So I do perform. Not every Wednesday, but you know when I get there, they already know the vibes. You know, I'm the only poet that be going over this at times. I also do be putting my videos up there on Facebook. But, you know, I don't want nobody stealing my shit. So it's one of those, like, you got to come to my podcast to hear it. You feel me? So I got this poem right here. Let's see. Because I totally forgot the title of it. But it's pretty good, though. See, you just open up a can of worms. Hold on, I gotta get to my poetry voice real quick. Give me a second. Let me say, I'm sorry, audience. There's gonna be a little pause right now. I gotta find me a poem. All right, so I got this poem. It's called I Love to Write. Now this one, some people done heard it, some people didn't, but here we go. I love to write. When I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm angry, I love to write. Rather than getting my feelings caught up, bottled up, I'm sensitive and emotional, but destined to be the greatest of what I can only be. I can only be me. Lusty, flirtatious, sexual, I talk my shit. But no one is ready for this hit. I'm raw. You slurp me with a straw. My aura, you can draw. I have a switch button. It goes on and off. Memories of us is erased. Swiped and it's all gone. See? My actions is beyond technology. Hacking the system through strategy and mental stimulation. Your mind, I can't articulate. Detailing your moves. Your presence don't hold weight. I'm the problem solver, natural solution. This air is full of pollution. Here, their bodies are used for distribution. I'm the problem solver, natural solution. Don't do what I do. I don't go by the rules. Just like how the government don't go by the Constitution. Enough of that. This shit I'm giving you is fat. Have you laid out thinking, mind racing like a server getting triple sat? We too grown for these games. Get rid of these lames. They case, they always claim. I'm the problem solver, natural solution. Let's become the resolution.
We need our snaps.
I know that touched your soul, didn't it?
I appreciate that. I definitely do.
That's what's...
I need to mess up your whole conclusion and give you another essay to write.
Nah, it's all good. Listen, let me tell you something, my brother. This is why they call me Wisdom the Healer. You feel me? I just healed your soul. You asked, you appreciated my poetry, and you also said that it helped you. So I know, so that's my job, to heal your soul. That's my job to give you wisdom, and my job to give you knowledge. So believe it, it's all good, man. I bet you everybody appreciate that shit anyway. They like, man, she haven't dropped a poem in a minute anyways. Like, so it's all good, man. It's all good. And if you want to hear more poetry, I got it on my podcast, you know, and I do got a blog spot as well, you know. So, you know, once I fix it up, I definitely put it out there more.
All right.
Now, could we do the conclusion now or not? Like,
I'll set up this time.
You know, because we go all day, trust me. But, you know, but I do appreciate you. I do appreciate you for taking that out of me. And I feel like a new person right now. But like I said earlier, I do appreciate y'all for coming. It was a fun conversation. You know, we just free talking. So everybody who's fun. Word is that's the point. We have to have fun. You feel me? Like, you know, we don't want to sound like a skit. You know, this ain't the Maury show. But you know, other than that, like I said, yo, y'all find me on Snapchat, Wisdom 828, Wisdom with a Z, because you know I gotta be different. And like I said, one smile can spread everywhere.